Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
The Gray and Green Show is brought to you by Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids. They right now are offering a special. If you want eyelash extensions, they're normally $225. But right now, go in, say Jackie and Rachel sent you, and you'll get a full set for only $105.30. Check out Urban Obsession on Fountain Street in downtown GR. It's episode 26 of the Gray and Green Show. It's Rachel Gray and Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids. Today's a big day today because we get our radio station trends. It's like our report card that we get every month.
I wish I could take it to Blockbuster and get free rentals.
Here's the thing, though. It's just a trend. We get this like every month, and it tells us what our ratings are, and then they find an
like
average. Yes, and then they find an average over the course of
three months,
and that becomes a book. That's how radio ratings work. But I was just telling Jackie, like, oh my God, I'm dying to see our ratings. I want to know how the morning
show did. She gets all amped for it.
I do. I get really excited about it.
I get shaky and sweaty.
You do?
My pits start to sweat, and I get nervous, clammy.
It's a report card. I mean, it really is.
It feels like coming in on trend and book day feels like going to get my report card with my mom at school conferences. This is either going to go really good or really bad.
Wait, why? Tell me again why you are worried about today's trend.
Girl, lightning don't strike twice. I had a good trend last book. There's no way I'm going to have a good trend again.
You're such a pessimist. You probably did great. You had a kick-ass trend last one.
Exactly.
And she thinks there's no way that she could have beat it.
There's no way it could go up to that.
You could have beaten it. I can't wait to find out. In fact, I promise you that in the next episode...
The more we talk about it, the more nervous I get, so let's change it.
In the next episode, we will tell you what our trends were.
Can we do that? Is that a thing we can do?
I've never been told that it's illegal to share my report card.
All right, deal.
Yeah. I mean,
do I get free pizza?
Ratings?
Pizza?
Free pizza?
I don't know. Report cards in high school, you could go to Pizza Hut.
I don't know. Pregnant girl would like some pizza right now. Ooh. That sounds really good. In fact, I tried a new restaurant yesterday.
What one?
The Mitten Brewing Company. I've never been there.
That's not new.
I know it's not new, but it was new to Rachel.
Oh. If you would have been on the anniversary party bus Jim and I rented, we went there
first.
Oh,
really? I love that bar.
Yeah, it's good.
It's downtown Grand Rapids, northwest side, right on Leonard Street.
Leonard, yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. Aaron and I got pizza, and they've got a bar upstairs, a bar downstairs.
I had like a cider there that was the bomb.
Oh. I love hard cider. If I am missing anything about drinking, being pregnant.
Cider?
It is hard cider. Oh, my God.
Cider-holic here, dude. I love cider.
What is your favorite kind?
Vandermills.
Do you love Vandermill?
Oh, my God.
The Totally Roasted?
Oh, Totally Roasted is my thing. Blue Gold, not far behind.
Right. Blue Gold's good, too.
Oh, man.
Have you had Flannel Mouth?
No,
it's called
terrible.
It's just the name of it, Jacqueline.
But why would you name it that?
That I don't know, but it's called Flannel Mouth. It's not super sweet. It's a little bit dry, too. Oh, my God.
It is amazing.
It is amazing.
There's rarely a cider I don't like, so.
Really? Oh, I love cider.
Hard cider. When we did a wine tour up in Traverse City for my best friend's bachelorette party.
So fun.
And I don't love wine, but I had a lot of fun. But I was I don't love wine. This might be a thing because I don't. Red wine, especially.
Some of them have hard ciders, though.
Almost everyone had a hard cider. And I was like in heaven.
I know.
I was having more fun than anyone. I'm like, girls, try this one. Oh, my God, try this one.
Aaron and I celebrate. We got married up at a winery in Traverse City. We got married at Bowers Harbor up there.
So, I told you that I was their model in 2010, right?
No.
I modeled for Bowers Harbor, and I had a full ad in a tourist magazine. I was going like this.
You were staring off into the distance.
I was in a boat.
Hand on the chin.
I was on a boat staring into the distance, and there was a little glass of wine next to me.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I won a contest to be in.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Jackie Fun Facts.
Well, and I pulled up the photo, and I showed it on the wine tour when I was hammered. I go, hey, back 7 years ago in 2010, I was your model.
I'm Jackie, and my wine should be free, all right?
Listen, you picked me.
But we got married up there. So now every year, every October for our anniversary, we go spend a weekend and do the winery tours.
I love it there.
It's so amazing. And there's this new one that opened up in Traverse City. It's
what
called...
Did you get married?
October. Yeah. So there's this new one that just opened last May called Mary Vineyards. If you go up there soon, oh my God, it's got the best view. It's got a better view than Chateau Chantel. It is a amazing. And they have hard cider.
Oh, I need to go.
Yes.
I'm
it's
in.
So good.
What is the one? There's one that's literally an old school house converted.
Oh my God, I've been there.
I loved that place. That was so cute, so fun.
And it's like one of the first ones on the right side of the peninsula.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That
did you love that one?
Oh, that was so fun.
You know
fun.
Why I love that one? Because Chubby Girl got free crackers while she had
My other favorite.
Get free
Bonobo.
Food. Bonobo's pretty good.
Oh, I
the
love
view of Bonobo's.
They
gorgeous.
Have a candle, and it's after their sweet Riesling. I know that sounds ridiculous. A candle.
They
I've
have
ordered.
A candle.
I've ordered like 20 of these things offline. They smell so good.
Really?
People walk into my house and go, "Oh man, your house always smells good." And it's those damn candles from right. Bonobo. I swear.
And Bonobo's the one that Carter Osterhouse, the HGTV dude, has up there. If you've never been to Northern Michigan to see Traverse City, you are fully missing out. It's like a whole other world.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's incredible. But
and they have karaoke cab.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. We did it at the bachelorette party.
Oh, my God.
Party.
I love karaoke.
The bride
cab.
Was in the bathroom, and it drove by, and I said, "Oh, what is that?" So I called them. I go, "Do you have time to pick us up and let us drive around for 1 hour?" And he's like, "I do." And he picked us up, and it was so fun.
So you got karaoke cab to drive you around for 1 hour. What'd you sing?
Oh, what did
we sing? I guess I was just going to say,
we sang everything. It was an hour.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
And I had these little shots of, like,
Speak to me.
Like
Fireball
like
or
rum. Like the creamy rum.
Like Malibu?
The creamy rum.
What's the creamy rum?
The white with the gold lid. What's that called?
Malibu.
No.
Baribay.
No.
I'm just listing off booze.
Either way, I had these little shots of it in my bag.
Yeah.
And I just kept doing them. I'm sitting.
Did you make it out that
night? Oh, I felt, this was at night. This is at like 11 o'clock at night. Then he dropped us at a bar and I was like, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
And it was my first time out since Greenlee been born. It was like July 28th and Greenlee was born.
In June.
June 4.
Yeah.
So it was my first real, like I had a couple drinks here and there, but not really much because she was up all night and it was hard. So this is my first weekend away.
You cut loose.
Oh, I felt terrible.
Mama got wild.
I felt terrible.
Oh,
like my head, I thought it was going to explode.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Speaking of babies, you know, being pregnant, I feel like every week there's a new thing. Like this week, I found out the baby's like a little over a pound and a half. I want to say she's almost 2 pounds, and she's bigger than a corn on the cob.
My sister, when she was carrying Greenlee, would always say, "So the baby only weighs like a pound and a half? Why have I gained 20?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?"
I've actually gained like 15 pounds. I've actually not been too bad, but she's kicking me all the time and everything. But she's getting bigger and she's getting stronger and it's starting to hurt a little bit.
She's going to punch right through.
Right. It feels like it sometimes. If you could see the face Jackie just made at me. It was frankly scary. But that's the thing. Like, every week I feel like there's a new thing and this week has been a little tough because I've had a cold and I've been coughing and I've been sneezing. Well, because the baby's getting bigger and she's sitting right where my bladder is, I pee my pants 4 times a day.
Like full on pee or tinkle?
Tinkle. Like dribble.
What if like, you full on peed?
That hasn't happened yet.
But what if you're at work and you did? What would
okay.
you do?
I've dribbled in the chair you're sitting in right now.
Why? No, you haven't.
That's my chair where I do my show.
Why would you let me sit here if you pee it? That's gross.
Just a little dribble. Not bad. Urine sterile.
Dude, talk about bathroom problems like that. Like
yeah.
When I had that stomach bug a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
My worst nightmare came to life.
Did you poop your pants?
Oh, yeah.
You pooped your pants a couple weeks ago?
In my sleep.
In your sleep?
In my sleep, Rachel. I went 48 hours and only had popsicles and chicken broth because I was so sick I couldn't stop puking. Well, then the puke turned to something else.
Diarrhea.
Water poop.
Oh,
I'm not even calling it diarrhea.
I call that ass soup.
Pure water. Butt pee. And I was sleeping and luckily I was laying on my stomach. And all of a sudden my stomach rumbled and I thought I had to let some gas out.
Right. You sharted.
It wasn't. It was water. It was pure water.
Ew, did it go on your mattress?
No, because I jumped out of bed and ran to the bathroom.
Right.
And Jim goes, "Where are you going?" I go, "You don't need to know.
Go back to sleep, honey.
Go back to sleep."
I've had that happen before. That
it happened multiple times.
Really?
Over the weekend. That weekend I was sick.
Oh, my
like,
God.
To the point where I was like, I'm not going to go to bed. it's going to happen if I go to Paris.
So you were like laying there stressed out.
I'm going to crap my pants if I sleep. I don't want to crap my pants.
God, you made me peeing my pants every day. So much better. Thanks for making me feel better.
So then Jim got the stomach bug last week, remember? Yeah. And I had to go home early.
Did he poop his pants in
bed? No, but I kept saying, it's going to happen. You need to sleep in the guest bed. And he's like, Jackie, just because you can't hold it doesn't mean I can't. I was like, no. You're not sleeping in this bed tonight. You're going to poop the bed.
Stronger butthole muscles.
I told him you're going to poop the bed. He didn't. It's just a Jackie thing.
Oh my God. You make me feel so much better about wetting myself four times a day.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna pee on my chair next time you're sitting there and tell you just so you know I pee that chair.
We'll see what the new thing is next week. I was telling Jackie, I feel like the bottom's about to fall out on this pregnancy because it's been too easy.
Well, you're peeing your pants. I don't think it's that easy.
Well, I mean, nothing hurts though. So that made my lower back a little bit if I sit too long.
A lot of people don't have pain when they're pregnant, but they don't talk about it. You only hear the people that want to whine and bitch all the time.
Right.
Not saying it's not terrible and you don't have a right to bitch, but you know what I mean.
Everybody's different, but you always hear the bad stuff.
You talk about it more when you feel like crap.
I guess it's kind of like reading online reviews. You always read the bad stuff.
Right.
That's kind of how I feel with this. I don't have heartburn.
Like when I'm looking to buy something and I read the reviews, I find myself like, I want it to be good so bad, and there's all good, but I'm looking for the bad one.
Right, exactly.
Where's that bad review?
Or there's
give me
always
the scoop.
People are more likely to write a negative review.
Oh, totes.
Than they are a positive review, which is super annoying. Ugh. But yes, I'm peeing myself, which is super fun. And I'm getting ready to go to Ireland here in, like, God, 2.5 weeks we're going to Ireland, which is crazy.
That's awesome.
But this is why I wanted to talk about this week, is I wanted to look up ways to get free stuff. And now that I'm pregnant, I mean, I'm going to use it to my advantage, I think. But I get really embarrassed.
I hate getting, I don't, I'll just pay for it. I don't care.
I mean, I do care to an extent. I'm trying to get, like, upgraded. Like, I've already got my plane ticket.
Totes don't mind free upgrades. Like, you ordered a cup, but, you know, you waited a long time. We gave you a bowl. Oh, cool. Thanks. Don't like free stuff. It just bothers.
I think that it depends on what the free stuff is.
Right.
I want upgrades for my plane. I want upgrades for my hotel. I've already booked all that stuff.
Right.
So it's really just upgrades and what you need to do to get them. But I agree. Sometimes when somebody says, I want to give you this for free, like, here's an example. There's a listener. I've had a couple listeners. They're sending me stuff for the baby.
I had that when I was pregnant, too.
You did?
Yeah. People were sending me blankets and stuff.
Yes. A listener knitted me an afghan, which is so nice. Like, that's so nice. She put in so much work with this. She even asked me the colors of the baby room. Like, she clearly put a lot of thought behind this. But I also kind of feel uncomfortable. Like, you don't have to do that. Like, we've never actually met in person. Like, this is a very nice gesture. But it makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
It didn't really make me feel uncomfortable. It made me feel like, baby stuff.
Baby stuff.
This is exciting.
What did you get when you were pregnant with Greenlee?
What didn't I get?
Really?
I got
Well, Jackie, when you were on TV, I mean, it's a lot different than radio.
Right. People would just send, a lot of people sent cards. I got probably 5 cards.
Really? That's nice.
And then I got 2 or 3 blankets made, which were awesome because I love blankets.
Yeah.
And then I got some stuff from a guest that came on Lee and Town show that was really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That was free stuff you took.
It was a little different because what happened was they brought stuff on. I think they didn't know the gender of Leanne's baby yet, if I recall.
Yeah, Leanne works on the local channel here.
They hosted an on-air shower for her. And it was a sales thing, so they were allowed to give her product. Does that make sense? Because, you know, with plugola, payola stuff.
Yeah, but
it's illegal for us to take free stuff.
We cannot plug a business or anything without money behind it.
Exactly. So they brought in kind of like 2 of everything to show the models. And when they went to go leave, they go, we feel bad. And I said, why? Because I was part of this big show. They go, well, you're having a baby too. And we just held this big shower for her. You're due the same month. And you're not talking about it. And I go, oh, don't worry about that. It's fine. It's fine. I'm used to it, you know?
Right.
And they go, we'll take this. And they gave me this big tub of like a free, like a $200 baby carrier. They gave me like the month block to say the month age. And they're all girl stuff.
Oh my God.
Because she had a boy. And I was like, this is so exciting. I was so excited.
I bet you were. But that was free stuff that didn't make you feel uncomfortable.
No, but it was a different setting.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I'm like at a restaurant and the table next to me can overhear this guy say, are you Jackie Green? I'm going to give you your meal for free. I hate that. That's weird.
So like a manager said that, or was it a viewer?
If a restaurant tried to give me something for free,
yeah,
I don't like it because other tables are there. They can hear and they're like,
no, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It's
weird. Totally.
Dude, don't worry. I can pay for like this beer. I'm not in college anymore.
Right. Exactly. Like, and that's the thing.
as much as like it is nice, you don't want to be made to feel like a charity case.
And I hate, it makes me feel uncomfortable when I go back, because then I feel like, do they think I expect to get it for free? I don't expect that. Like, because I didn't expect it the first time.
Yes.
But like, okay, there's a restaurant in Rockford I go to. I never know. Some days they're like, oh, it's on us, Jack. And they like wink at me. Other days it's not. That's totally fine. I'm always happy to pay.
Right.
The problem is now I get uncomfortable when I go because I'm like,
do
they think I come here because I want it free? Because I don't.
Do they think I'm expecting it?
Yes. And it makes me feel weird.
No, I totally get that.
I'd rather pay the $5 for
my bagel. And you don't want other people to be like, oh, Jackie Green's here. I mean, of course she wants something for free.
Right.
You don't want people to think that way. And that's the thing. We have a coworker. I won't name names here.
You might as well say the name at this point.
It's gravy. We've talked about this on the air before. We actually got into like kind of a fight about it on the air.
You did?
There was an event here in the city.
Okay.
And it's a great big Polish holiday, I will say. And there are lines for days to get into these Polish halls.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets drunk and goes up to the bouncers at these Polish halls because it's a great big party. I mean, it's flipping
fun. It's huge. It's fun.
It's so fun for Pulaski days around here. So he does this and he goes up to the bouncers. He says, I'm Gravy from Hot FM. I'll post you on social media that I'm here if you let me cut this line. So he's essentially getting in for free without cover and he's cutting our listeners. Those are our listeners in line. And he's wearing a Hot FM hat. We got in a full-blown argument on the air over this. Because how do you do that to people? I have never done that.
Now, to me, it's like this. If I'm in line and the bouncer says, oh, Jackie from Hot FM, come here. We want you to get inside and talk to our owner or something like that. And I get to go in early. Cool. But if you don't recognize me, I'm not going to tell you who I am because that's really embarrassing. I shouldn't have to say, I'm Jackie Green.
Right.
Like I'm nobody. Like, let's be real.
Yeah,
I sit here and talk. I'm not cool.
You're a local celebrity. No, it's weird. It's weird. You get paid to talk for a living. It's strange. I don't understand it. And the fact that he uses it to his advantage is creepy to me.
I know. It's so weird.
It is creepy to me to no end. And the thing is, like you said, like if somebody recognizes you, there was a bar in town, and I don't think the bouncer works there anymore. And frankly, I'm too old to even go there anymore. It was a club. And if he saw me, he would always let me and whoever I was with get in. I wouldn't pay cover, but I'd get in. But I wouldn't be like, hey, it's me. It's Rachel Gray.
Yeah, but sometimes that would happen even in college. Like there was a bouncer that just thought I was funny.
Yeah.
And he would be like, oh, that girl's funny. You come here.
Right.
And he'd always let me in. And I was just in college. It's just because he thought it was funny.
Like, there's a big difference from, oh, hey, I listen to you every day. Like, get in here. I want you to meet somebody, blah, blah, blah. Then, hey, it's Rachel from Hot FM. If you let me in for free, I will put all over social media that I'm here and it'll bring people in.
No, that's awkward.
That's awkward.
Okay, you just made me feel awkward just by saying
it. Narcissistic. That is egotistical. It blows my mind.
I don't like it.
I think I made him feel so bad. I don't think he's done it since. Because those are our listeners.
I'm sure he's done it since, but he's just never going to tell
me. He's probably never going to tell me.
Of course he's not.
Because I'll rip him a new one.
Here's the thing. This is what I love about you. There's a way to go about like telling him, but not making him feel like a piece of crap. But you like to go right for the piece of crap.
I'm sorry.
It's my favorite.
If you don't realize that what you're doing is extremely rude, something is wrong with you.
Listen, something's wrong with you.
Right. Exactly. But that's the thing. Like, I don't want to be the person who's like, hey, it's Rachel from Hot FM. If you do this for me, I'll do this.
Are you
going to
talk like
you.
This when you do
that's
that?
That's how I imagine, like, sleazy.
Hashtag sleazy.
Hashtag. But then again, like people like send us stuff. We were talking about that. The funniest thing I ever got from a listener was lotion, like face lotion
Kleenex?
That looked like it was cooked up in somebody's basement. No, it was not Jergens and Kleenex. Gross.
Yeah, that's gross. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I still thought it was super funny. No, it was a box of like lotion that this person made in their basement. Like it was creepy.
Thank you.
And I was like, oh my God, this is eye cream for wrinkles. And I'm looking at it. My morning show partner looks at me and goes, do not put that on your face.
I have a guy who has written, he's probably listening. So if you're listening, bud, I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to dog on you. Who's written me at least 7 times with an envelope in it, and it says, "Can you please send me an autographed picture?" I don't want to do that. I feel really weird.
Wait, why not?
An autographed picture? I'm just some rando in Grand Rapids. You don't need my autograph. No.
Wait, so you didn't send him anything?
No.
Well, do you have anything where you're like, I don't know, like your headshot?
Yeah, but you don't. An autograph? Why?
Yeah.
I'm just a I'm 32-year-old lady living in Grand Rapids.
A 32-year-old lady.
I'm a lady.
So when people ask you to sign stuff at events, do you do it?
Well, I have no choice then. I can't tell them no, but it feels weird.
Okay. Actually, I don't think you should apologize to this guy. Clearly, you should send him something.
That was uncomfortable.
I know, but I think it's kind of sweet. I mean,
it's weird.
I know, but you were like a TV face, Jack.
Ooh, I was on local TV. Anyone can be on local TV.
Please stop putting yourself down. You were great at that job.
I'm not putting myself down. I'm just saying it's like local. It's not like I was on like CNN.
I know, but when people wake up and see your face every morning and you were there so bubbly doing whatever it was that you were doing, people liked it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Want to know the secret? People always say, "What? How do you get so happy?" I would drink 2 sugar-free rock stars right before I went on air.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm not lying. I would slam them, and I'd be like, yeah, 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 we're on the morning show. And then I'd be like, good morning.
This is Jackie Green live on the scene.
Live on the scene with Jackie Green.
I had no idea. Because honestly, Jack, you always were so amped during those segments.
Well, then I would crash. I'd crash hard.
Really?
It hit 9 a.m. and I would be in the truck on the way home literally like this.
Like dying, laying your head down.
I usually fall asleep on the way home back to the station.
Oh, my God.
James would have to shake me awake, my cameraman. Jackie, we're back.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I need another rock star.
Well, if you want to get free rock stars, I don't have tips for that.
I need my rock star fans. Now.
But here are some tips to get a good hotel upgrade. Slip them a tip. You want to talk about uncomfortable.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that either. I cannot imagine.
Wait, so I want to upgrade, so I'm going to pay money for the upgrade? Why don't I just pay for money?
Like, why are you slipping someone? Like, it's uncomfortable.
Well,
here's $20. Can you put me in the suite?
Well, like, then the suite better be worth like $100 because, like,
right.
I'm already spending $20.
How much am I tipping you?
Right.
Like, this is ridiculous. Mention special occasions. I think I'll do this when I go to Ireland for a hotel upgrade.
Oh, this is for my sister's wedding.
I'm here for a wedding, for my brother's wedding. Can you?
I don't feel like that would work.
No.
If I worked at a hotel and you said that, I'd be like, cool. Yeah, a bunch of people are here for that wedding. I'm not going to hook them all up. Oh, are you the bride? No? Okay, bye.
Right. But that's the thing. I think I'll just walk around just acting in pain with my pregnant belly.
Ooh,
oh, God.
Being on the fourth floor is really struggling. Right. Heard there's some nice suites on the first floor.
Okay, and join a loyalty program. Do you do any of that stuff? Do you join?
I never do.
You'll join loyalty programs?
If it's free.
Like who?
Like everything.
Really?
Yeah. If it's free and I just am racking up points by not credit card.
I'm terrible with this stuff. I need to do this.
Yeah.
Do you have a credit card that gets you air miles?
No.
Okay. So I have a family member and she literally pays every bill, whether it be groceries, whether it be utility bills, with this credit card and then pays it off. They travel everywhere for free. They've been to Rome for free. They've been everywhere. Spain.
How?
It's crazy. Like, I feel like an effing idiot. Like, why am I not doing this?
Yeah, I need to do that.
Isn't that incredible?
That's awesome.
Aaron just got a new card, too, where he gets, like, cash rewards.
We have a cash rewards card.
Do you? But I was like, dude, why have we not gotten the Air Miles one?
Right.
I want to fly around.
Yeah, but you have to spend a lot to get those.
Well, think about the money you spend every day on clothes for Greenlee, groceries.
I guess if you want to use the card every day.
That's what they do.
Oh.
And then they pay it off and they rack up all these miles.
Right. That makes sense.
I just wouldn't have the willpower, I don't think, to pay it all off.
No, that's exactly my problem. Because then I say, ooh, I have 2 sources of income here.
Right.
I've got this card.
And that's a good way to get free perks is to do that. But you have to have
quite a bit of
willpower. You
have to be a diligent person that realizes this is just like my checking account, all that money, you know?
Right. And that's where I screw
up. Like, when I minus it from the credit card, you better minus it from your checkbook.
No, for sure.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay, and if you want to get upgraded on a plane, dress neatly. Like, if you want to get moved
fancy
to first class.
That happened to me once.
You did? You got bumped to first class?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't tell you this.
No, tell me about it.
My first big trip after Greenlee was born, not like a little weekend trip, but I went to Florida for a pageant. And my director called me and said, just a heads up, because this was an international pageant, so people were coming from other countries.
Right.
She's like, the Australian girls, the girls from Great Britain, they've been showing up on their flights, long flights, fully dressed up, you know, taking pictures with people in their crowns, just making it fun, but they look really nice. So maybe don't show up in like sweatpants. Just because...
Right.
You know, you want to look competitive and you want to be up there with those girls. I'm like, oh, good idea. So I woke up really early the day I was leaving and I got dressed up and I wore like a little maxi dress and these big sunglasses. I looked really like I looked all cute.
So bougie.
I go in and I'm standing there and I was walking on the plane and the guy goes, we have an opening in first class, man. Would you like to bump up and make it easier? Because we have some spots opened for other flyers who are on the wait list or whatever. And I go,
no way.
Yeah. And I go, yes.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
So maybe I should do that when I go to Ireland because I'm going to be pregnant. That's already like
doll
maybe.
Doll yourself up.
Right. Get all dolled up. I'm flying out of Chicago.
Totes.
And they also say you should like just ask directly. Like you should say, hi there. You know, I was wondering, I'm almost 7 months pregnant. Is there any way that you could upgrade us to first class? Is there anything available? And like just ask directly and see if they'll do it.
My fear is... Oh, well, I guess there's a good way to do that. If you said, you know, I'm 7 months pregnant, I'm really struggle lately. Is there anything up in first class that I could be upgraded to? If they say yes, and then they tell you a price, be like, I'm going to hold off. But if they say yes and just upgrade you, then you're good.
Right. That's true. And they might.
And sometimes they say yes. Oh, yeah. And, you know, we could do it for only $20. Oh, all right. $20.
Gladly.
You know what I mean? Because
I would pay that in a second.
Yeah, exactly. You never know.
Right. That's a really good idea, so I'm going to get dressed up.
That one's not even embarrassing, because you're all pregnant, and you don't want to be in the back of the plane.
Right.
That.
I've never been the girl to ask for these things. Like,
no.
Even when I was on my honeymoon. Like, I didn't say, we're on our honeymoon. Do you have the suite available? Like, I never have ever done anything like that.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny you say that, because we didn't either. But my best friend, she got married in August.
Yeah.
And she, her husband and I and Jim and her went out for drinks one night. And she said... Totally got these shirts to say hubby on one and wifey on the other to wear on the plane to Hawaii.
It worked.
Like, no, I'm getting there. And I'm laughing. And Jake goes, yeah, that's so funny, whatever. And then a couple weeks later, we were met up again. And Nikki brought up the shirts. And Jake goes, but you're kidding. We didn't really get those. And I go, oh, I thought you really were serious. And he goes, no. And she goes,
oh, she really did.
She was good. So then he goes, I would never really wear that. That's dumb. So then she texts me the morning of the flight. They're sitting there. He looks just miserable. And it's them like this with their dang shirts on.
They've got their hubby and wifey shirts.
A bunch of people bought them drinks. She said, we got to Hawaii. And she goes, people were buying us drinks.
I have actually heard that if you are going on your honeymoon to wear bride shirts, groom shirts, wifey, hubby, whatever, because people love that they just got married and they're in love,
so
and that's so sweet, and that's how you get free crap.
You do.
So if you're going on your honeymoon or doing something like that, there you go.
Right.
Honestly, I almost want to test this theory out, even though I've already had my honeymoon. It would be interesting to do. Like next time Aaron and I go on vacation, let's get hubby and wifey shirts and see if we get free crap.
I could wear all white and pretend I'm a new bride.
Right. I could pretend I'm pure.
I'm so pure.
I still have my virginity. Can't you tell?
I'm the purest person you've met.
Somebody asked me. Somebody literally asked me if I was going to wear white on my wedding day. Is that not weird?
Like implying you don't deserve to wear white because you're not a virgin?
I mean, I wasn't, but still.
No, that's weird because that's not a thing anymore. You just wear white.
Right. This isn't 1920.
Yeah.
Stop.
No, people wear white.
Like the fact that this person like said, so are you like actually going to wear white on your wedding day? I almost fell over. I said, hell yes, I'm wearing white on my wedding day. And they were like, well, I mean, you're not a virgin. I'm like, what? So?
Right.
Like, ooh. Couldn't believe it.
Ooh.
Okay. Here's another way to be upgraded. Offer to sit next to someone with a baby on a plane.
Don't.
No way.
Not for the flight you're on. Because Greenlee went on a plane with us, and she's like a pretty good baby. She cried the whole 3 hours. It was miserable.
That is like my biggest fear, is that I'm going to take a baby on a plane one of
Jim
these days
and
it's going to scream.
It was terrible. It
was
terrible.
It?
It was not only getting... It was good and bad. We did it. We made it. And you know what? We had a great time in Florida. But getting her on that plane, she cried and cried. And it sounds so much louder in that plane, in that setting.
Right.
And I'm rocking her. I'm holding... Oh, my God. It was...
Nothing you would do stopped it?
No, because she just was freaking out. And so she finally fell asleep about 45 minutes into the ride, and it was okay.
45 minutes she cried.
It would be like that, and that was okay. Then she'd have like a minute of And I'm like, oh, God. God.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's the worst.
You know what? I think I always feel bad for the parents that have that going on.
I know, because they can't
There's like nothing you can do.
The only time I don't feel bad is when the kid is like three.
When the kid's 3 years old?
Like over baby. You're not a baby.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you should be able to look at your kid and say, stop crying.
Stop crying. Get your crap crying. Together.
Yeah. We're in public.
Yeah.
And like, I know I don't have a 3-year-old yet, but I have a niece who's 4, and I do have a baby, and I've been around crying babies.
Right.
I can tell you right now, if my daughter was old enough to talk, walk, and know what's right and wrong, if you threw a tantrum like that, it would never happen again.
No, yeah, totally.
I would lose my...
No, for sure.
I would lose it.
There's a healthy amount of fear that should be there.
I think so, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, here's a great story. I was on a plane once. I did Fashion Week in New York City a few years ago, which was like the greatest thing I ever did in my career was be able to do that.
Yeah,
it was like...
Lucky, I want to do that.
Oh, my God, this is amazing. I can't believe I'm doing this. But that aside, I was on the plane back from New York City to Grand Rapids. And there was a kid that was screaming and crying. This kid was, I don't know, 5.
So he wasn't like a little baby.
No, maybe he was like 4. Either way, still, not small.
I mean, Sylvia's 4. She just went to Disney World and went on every ride.
That's your niece,
and she
right.
was fine.
Okay, well, this kid was not fine. He was screaming. I think he pinned his fingers in the window slide down right. thing. But I was sitting next to him and his mom. And his mom, you could tell... maybe wore a lot of patchouli oil, if you know what I'm saying.
Hippie dippy.
She was very hippie, which I have no problem
She's
with.
She's crunchy mom.
Yes.
You've heard of crunchy moms, right?
No.
You don't know? Oh. You're
like granola girl?
Crunchy mom is the mom that does everything 100% natural and only breastfeeds.
Very much
only
so.
Only does, you know, they wear hemp and their kids.
Yeah.
I'm not a crunchy mom.
No.
Nothing's wrong with the crunchy moms. Don't get me wrong. If you don't like that, that's cool.
Everybody has their own way of doing everything.
A lot of crunchy moms are kind of judgy.
But I will. They what?
They're kind of judgy.
Oh, because you don't do things like they do? Well, that's my thing.
I would
thing.
Never feed my
Is
baby
there either. Anything worse than people that judge you because you don't parent the way they do?
Oh, no, nothing.
It's
worse. It's the most annoying
so,
thing.
I don't even have this
favorite,
baby yet,
the
and I'm being judged.
The most annoying thing ever that could ever happen, and it's happened at least 10 times, and it'll happen to you, is when you take the baby out with no socks, and some a-hole wants to come up to you and say, that baby really needs socks. Oh, it does? It really needs socks? No, it doesn't. She's fine.
Apparently never asked Jackie about Greenlee's socks.
No, it's not appropriate. It's not your business. Don't touch my baby. Don't grab her toes. Don't tell me she needs socks. It's not your business.
Well, this mom was doing her thing and I didn't care and I wasn't judging her, whatever. Until something happened.
Whatever.
So the kid's screaming. He slammed his fingers in that. He's like 4. She's very hippy-dippy. And I'm sitting there and I'm reading just a smutty-ass novel. It's all about sex.
Like
and I'm just enjoying it. It was something like that.
Okay.
It was something along those lines or bared to you or something like that. And I look over and the mom is like, are you hungry? Are you hungry? Because the baby's screaming, crying. All of a sudden, boob out. Kid, 4-year-old kid on boob next to me the whole way home.
But he wasn't hungry. It was he slammed his
fingers. He slammed his fingers, but her boob was the soother. At 4 years old, I was like,
"That's too old to me."
Whoa!
I know all the benefits of it, but at 4, you're not using it for the benefits at that point. You were using it to make him shut up.
No, it's exactly what was happening.
That just seems a little like maybe we shouldn't at 4. Well, you're getting out of territory where maybe they should learn to self-soothe.
You think?
Yeah.
4? Learn to self-soothe? I've been reading a lot of baby books. My kid better learn to self-soothe by that first year. I mean, that's nuts.
I mean, to an extent. Here's the thing, too. I used to criticize, okay, this is a good example. When we were pregnant with Greenlee, but I didn't have a baby yet, Deanna had a 1-year-old. I used to work with Deanna. She works at Fox 17. And she would tell me about his sleep problems. He wouldn't sleep. It was terrible. And I go, why don't you just let him cry it out? He's 10 months old. Why don't you just let him cry it out? And she'd always go, you don't understand. It's not that easy. And I'd be like, I would just let him cry it out. I used to always say that.
I literally got that same speech from my cousin last Saturday.
Here's the thing. Now, Greenlee's kind of, I wouldn't say sleep regressing, but there's been a few times where all of a sudden she doesn't want to sleep and she cries. And I say, I'm going to let her cry it out. You go about 10 minutes and your nerves are so shot. You can't, it's really, really hard. It's not just let him cry. They scream and they get louder and louder and they don't get tired. It's not like they're just going to stop crying. They can go and go. And my nerves were 20 minutes go by and you're so shot. You're like, I can't take it. And you just go in and take them out. Like it's way harder than I ever would have thought it would be.
I believe that it's hard. I don't disagree that it's hard.
No, it's very hard.
But if you get her, then she's going to do it again.
No, not always. Because you don't know. You don't know why they're doing it. Maybe this time she really has a problem. Like, I don't know. And the problem is...
I think it's just being a mom and listening to your kid cry.
She Yeah, they cry. It's hard. I 100% called her that next day and said, Deanna, I'm sorry I gave you stuff about letting him cry it out, because it's not. Letting him cry it out is a theory that sounds easy, but it is not.
Yeah.
It is not.
Well, I'm in for a rude awakening, it sounds like.
No, you're not. I think the thing is, because once you have them, you think right now, I don't mind, but once you have this baby, you don't want it to cry. You're going to love her right. so much. You're right. not going to feel as... You're very much like me. You're not going to walk over me, kid.
Yeah.
You're just like me. Like, because I'm exactly like
we
you.
We are
way.
Very much so
we
like
are.
That.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also like you. And I will, once she's older, I'm pretty strict. I mean, I coached middle school for years. And I,
right.
you didn't, you're not going to talk back to me. You're not going to be that way to me. Mm-hmm. But you also soften way more than you think you will.
Yeah.
And then like I told everyone, that's not going to bother me. I'm just going to let her cry it out. That doesn't bother me.
Because that's kind of how I feel.
I will for 15 minutes. But when it gets into 30-minute territory, your nerves are so shot that you are like, I can't listen. You can't listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't. It's like, it's louder and louder.
Do you
and
actually,
louder.
Like, take her out of her crib?
At that point,
is
no.
she on the pacifier still?
She's never been on a pacifier.
She's never done pacifier. That was another thing. Somebody told me not to do pacifier.
I never even given her one.
No? Because it's
when
another habit you have to break.
When she was a week or two old, I'd give her one here and there because I didn't know what else to do because she would cry and be upset. And she was a week old and I never had a baby before. And I was like, I tried to take
her So a week or two, you gave her pacifier and that was it?
Yeah, but then she just never seemed that interested in it. So I stopped giving it to her.
I'm just doing everything I can to like read up on how to deal with this. And I know a book is not going to save the day,
right.
but I just want to be informed on how to deal with it. I have friends whose kids have never let them sleep through the night and the baby is a year.
See, I do too. And the thing is, I think that's baby to baby because I have friends that do exactly what I do. They're like, ever since they were a month old, I put them in the crib, put them on their back. I walk out. I let them cry it out. But their kid still wakes up at 1 a.m. and will not stop until I go give them food or until I get them up. And it's just, I think some kids, just like some, like people are different. Like you're different than me and I'm different than Gravy. Like we're all different. I think babies are different too. You just, sometimes you just get unlucky and you have a baby that is colicky and is going to do that. And there's nothing you can
do
about it.
You could be right. I think my husband's going to tweak if we don't let this kid cry it out. I really think so. Like, we have this discussion probably once a week about it.
See, that's because you guys are afraid because you don't have a baby yet.
No, so, we're terrified.
Yeah, exactly. But I was exactly the same way. Like, I over-talked about it, Jim and I did, because it was our fear. Like, our biggest fear was we'll never see our friends, we won't go out anymore, and we won't sleep. Those were our three biggest fears.
And
none of them were true.
Good.
None of them were true.
Because that, I think, is our biggest fear.
You need to go in knowing it's going to be part true. You're having a baby now. Your life is different.
Well, yes. So like, we were expecting the change.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're expecting it.
See, I was expecting it, but I was so afraid of it, I fought it, like, to everybody. Like, I'm still going to go out with my friends. I'm still going to have me time.
Oh, see, I've already thought about things I can't do.
See, I think about things, exactly, and I would fight it mentally. Like, I would say to Jim, well, we'll still, like, get a sitter once a month, or we'll still get, you know, which we do.
Right.
But it's just, the older she gets to, the harder it is, because I'm a schedule Nazi. Like,
well, see,
schedule.
I'm all about that routine.
Routine is the most important.
I'm a schedule Nazi in my own everyday life.
So, like, my friends give me crap all the time because Greenlee's bedtime is 7, not 7:05.
It's 7 o'clock.
It's 7. And she will not be up past 7. And they are like, why don't we go get dinner? She'll sleep in her car seat. I don't care.
Girl, I back you 100%
bedtime
on that.
Bedtime is 7 o'clock.
And she needs
and
to know that.
You know what? Greenlee goes in her crib at 7, and I've only had the cry it out problem twice ever because she's trained.
Right.
To lay down and go to bed.
It sounds like you did it the right way, though, and there's maybe been a couple times where she's flipped.
Yes, that's pretty much the truth.
Well,
but
then,
I hate giving too much advice because I got lucky with a baby that didn't have heartburn, doesn't get colicky, didn't have any aversions to the milk I give her. Didn't have some babies.
I have friends that have dealt with every one of those things.
Exactly. Like my niece, she got acid reflux, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. But every time she drank any formula, it hurt so bad, she screamed for 3 hours.
Oh,
and there was literally
terrible.
Nothing they could do. And it was like that for like 4 months.
That's
awful. But she wasn't getting enough food, so she was hungry, so she'd cry. They gave her food, it caused the acid reflux, so she'd cry.
Yeah.
And there was really not a lot they could do. And so that's just, that sucks, that happened. What can you do? I got lucky in the sense that Greenlee just was pretty healthy and not have any allergies and is really just, you know what I mean? So I hate giving too much advice on that front because I know you can have the baby that does have that and I don't know
and
what
see,
I would
do. See,
that's
the thing that pisses me off. Natalie, if you're listening, my cousin, I was with her on Saturday.
Natalie?
I love her dearly. We are very close. We always have been. She has a baby daughter who's 5 years old now.
Right.
And it's an only child. I don't know that she understands that every kid is different.
That's the truth.
And she thinks that just because her daughter wasn't in any newborn clothes, that
means
mine
your daughter
won't be
in any newborn clothes.
And that's not the case.
Right.
Greenlee. How long was Greenlee in newborn clothes?
Like a week or two.
My girlfriend Stephanie's daughter was in for 3 weeks.
She was in like, you know what? Independent. Some newborn clothes are bigger than others.
Okay.
She was in it for a while. She was 0 to 3 months for a long time.
Okay. But then she started chastising me for what I put on my registry because I wanted this thing that like it folds up like a lawn chair, but you pop it up and it has a canopy over it. And it's almost like it's like a pack and play, but not. It's much lighter. You can take it with you down to the lake. It's for the cottage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you can take it. You can take it to the beach in Saugatuck because Aaron and I do that all summer. Mm-hmm. That was something that was important to me. And she was like, that's a waste of money. You can just get your pack and play down there, blah, blah, blah. And pack and play's heavy, dude. I don't want to
take girl,
it.
It's a waste of money. That's why it's on the registry. I'm expecting someone else to buy it. Right?
Yeah, I know.
That's why I put it on my registry. I want it. Right. Doesn't mean I'm like out spending all my money on it.
I just don't think I got out of control. And she kind of made me feel bad about it.
Your registry.
Like, I know. And I want you to look at it, too, because I am open to opinions. But to the point of like telling me something's a waste of money or that I'm not going to use it or
reality
I don't understand.
Reality is I don't use anything that I put on there.
You don't use your pack and play?
No.
Oh, see, I travel all the time.
She goes to bed at 7, so no. Like, right. I am strict on bedtime.
But like in the summertime, we're at the cottage every single weekend. Like, I want the pack and play for her to sleep.
This summer, you won't be.
See, I think I'll go. I think I'll go because my parents will be there in the
Which
middle
is
of the week.
A week old? You're going to be laid up for
my
a while.
My girlfriend brought her week-old baby to my cottage.
What if you have a C-section?
Then that would change things. I mean, obviously.
I
don't know how things are going to be
I just don't
reacting.
Put the cart before the horse. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you just don't know. Right. I used the pack and play, I guess, when she was like 2 months old to 6 months old a lot. I don't use it anymore.
Yeah. I think Aaron and I will still use it a lot because all of our friends have kids and they live in different areas.
Right.
And my best friend, Allie, she's having a gender reveal party this weekend. She is going to have a baby about 2 months after I do.
Right.
I mean, we're going to be together all the time. We grew up together since we were six. Right. We'll do everything.
See, what we ran into is we did that a lot. And when she was a newborn or 0 to 4 months, 3 months,
yeah,
it was fine. After that, she wouldn't. It's not that she won't sleep in the pack and play, but it's a foreign room. She wasn't going to sleep. So it was ruining everyone else's time.
Okay. What would you say was like a must-have item on your registry?
We literally.
High chair?
No. Not until she was 6 months old.
Right. What's
she going to use a high chair for? She can't even sit up.
That's true. So she just got a bottle?
Yeah. She just used bottles.
Car seats. Stroller.
Car seat. Stroller. Those three things.
Those honestly are the only other things I've registered for outside of a pack and play and that pop-up thing.
That's
like,
all
we
that we
get
used.
Crazy with it.
We, those are the three things we use the most.
Oh, but like an Exer saucer.
We use that a lot when she was like 4 months.
Okay.
But they can't even use it till they can sit up. And that takes a surprising, like she was probably 5 months old before she sit up.
Right. Most kids don't.
Yeah.
They don't sit up right away.
So that took longer too. And months fly by.
Yeah.
So like when you think about it, 5 months, that's nothing.
Yeah.
But the first 3 or 4 months are an eternity.
Yeah.
Because you're like. They just sleep all the time and puke and poop. And it's like, oh, you're
That's my book,
there.
Eat, Sleep, Poop. That's
yeah,
what I've been
that's
reading.
That's what they do. And yeah. I took her, but like, I travel a lot too, like you're saying. Like, I went not every weekend because I wanted her to get in the routine of you sleep in your crib.
Right.
And so to me, it was important that I didn't take her to my mom's or to my girlfriend's all the time because I wanted her to at least be 100% no, this is bed, this is where you sleep.
Did you have a bassinet?
No, she slept in her crib.
Okay, so I'm kind of thinking of Nixon the bassinet idea.
I had one. I should say I did have one. We tried it one time, and she just wouldn't sleep. Mind you, she was a day old. And the first night was terrible because we never had a baby. And at the hospital, they're really tired from childbirth.
Right.
Right? So they slept. She slept. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. She slept the whole time.
And then the beast was awoken.
And then I got her home. She slept the whole car ride home. And I was so scared driving her home. Me and Jim were like, oh, my God, this is so scary. We got her all the way home.
Aww.
And then she slept all afternoon. We woke her up to give her because if they go the first, like, 2 weeks, more than 2 hours without eating, you need to wake them up and feed them, is what they told me, 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
Because their tummies are so little, they only get, like, an ounce in when they eat. And that will only sustain for, like, 2 hours, and then they need more. And then as they get older, their tummy grows, and they can have more at a time.
Right.
So we would do that and things were great. At around 10 p.m., I was like, so we put her in that little bassinet? And she was like, yeah. Put her in, started screaming. I'm like, oh, this is weird. She's crying. I don't know. She's crying. And then basically she did that all night.
Okay, so then she went to her crib and that was it?
No, it wasn't it.
No.
We went a month where, at least a month, where we took sleep shifts where Jim would be downstairs with her until 3 in the morning and then we switched. Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then I would be downstairs with her from 3 until 7 when Jim, well, 3 to 5:30. Jim would get up and sleep on the couch next to her while I went for my run. And then I came back, and then he'd go to work, and then I'd be with her.
You guys, I love Jackie and Jimmy together.
It was.
That is so sweet.
But, like, I thought, this is crazy. I can't believe we're doing it this way. But then I talked to my friends, and they said, no, that's normal.
There you go.
The thing was about it, what wasn't normal that we found out later was none of my friends' husbands did that. What was happening was all my girlfriends were like, I was just up for 2 hours.
My husband will absolutely do that. Exactly. Aaron will totally do that.
Well, they were breastfeeding, though, and I wasn't. So when we got up to feed, I'd be like, it's your turn. Go fill that bottle up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, I guess if you're on the boob, it's a little different.
Yeah. And, our little one will be on the boob, too. Right. But we've talked about incorporating a bottle after 2 weeks.
Right.
And that may be something we do.
I never know.
I might pump, and that's something we'll do. But maybe, is it annoying to do an episode about my registry and, like, things that we need and things we don't? Is that a stupid
thing? Though, like, I don't. It's hard because you need what you need, not what I need.
I know, but you have a kid. Things are necessary.
Okay,
things aren't.
I've got some friends who are all about the bottle warmer and all
about. I have other friends that hate the bottle warmer.
Well, I'm getting there. And then all about the wipe warmer, right? It warms like their butt.
See, that seems like a waste of money.
I think so too. I never have used a bottle warmer. I don't own one. And I literally warm her bottles in the microwave and she's fine.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Right.
But you don't have to warm bottles because you have breast milk.
Yeah, but I'll have bottles on occasion. Especially when I pump it and it goes in the fridge.
First month you won't.
That's true.
Because first month you're going to feed her so much you probably won't need a pump. At least not that often.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'd imagine depending on your production.
I don't know. I'm so scared. My boobs are already triple D.
So 3 friends had their babies literally within 2 months of me of Greenlee. And I was the only one that obviously didn't breastfeed. So I'm only going off what they did. I literally don't know. Everyone's different.
Okay.
One friend of the 3 produced so much milk, like an abundance, that she had to bottle and freeze. And so her kid literally only drink breast milk, but only out of a bottle because she produced so much.
That may be my problem because my boobs are going to be so big. They're going to be terrifying.
But then I had another friend like who didn't produce enough and couldn't get him to latch. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And she had to just do it on the boob because enough wasn't coming out at a time anyway.
Right.
So it's just everybody's so different.
But we may do that down the road. We'll see. Because I've got so many questions. It's never ending. And this baby is coming so fast. And I'm so grateful to have you because I feel like you tell me this matters, this doesn't. Don't worry about this. Everybody's different. This may happen. This may not.
Here's the thing. You're going to be able to do all the stuff you want to do because you're a well-rounded person. And you can take her to the lake and you'll do all that stuff. And it'll be fine. What happens is it's just the day-to-day changes a lot. Like, weekends, I look forward to, because Jim was home, too.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, where are we going to go this weekend? And, so I guess I should take back, we did go every weekend, stay somewhere.
Yeah.
Weekends. But Monday through Friday, I wanted the schedule. So
no, that's exactly how we'll do it.
And the thing is, it's hard to explain, because it feels like it's such a lifetime ago, because she's changed so much. It was just a lot harder than I thought it would be, and I hate admitting it because I told everyone, I fought tooth and nail to everyone about what I was going to do and how they're basically being babies and they're coddling their children.
Oh, really?
And, oh, yeah.
I don't feel that I've been that way. I'm prepared for the fighting. I'm prepared for the hardship. I'm prepared.
Right. I wasn't.
I talked to Aaron the other day. I'm like, listen, when this gets tough, we have to remember that, like, we're a team and that our relationship matters and that, you know,
Jim,
we're going to be
bicker.
I'm worried about us bickering over what's right and what's wrong.
I think, to be honest, Jim and I didn't have that problem, but we were both so in the dark and I wasn't the one doing all the feeding. So I've heard a lot of people who, since mom only does all the feeding and they eat so much, every 3 hours, you know,
right,
that they end up doing a lot of stuff. So then they start to get that, I just am going to do it because I know what she wants or he wants. But we didn't have that. We both were very much 50-50.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
Aaron will help me in any way he can.
Right. Oh, he
I
will.
Know I have a great support
at home. Do you think that you will feel like you're doing it wrong?
Yeah. I'm worried it's going to be me.
I'm worried about
me more than I'm worried about him.
I wasn't like that the first 6 months. I just wanted any help I could get. Just, this is great. 50-50. But now that she's a little older, there's a way I like things done, and I find myself like, what is she wearing? Why? Why'd you put her in that? That's not pajamas, Jim.
Oh.
That is not pajamas. That was last night's fight. And he goes, they're a onesie and little leggings. How are they not pajamas? They're cotton. Oh, they're cotton, so they're pajamas? No, they're not. I was so annoyed.
But she could have slept in it just fine.
Well, she did sleep in it just fine because she was already in bed by the time I got out of work. But I want her to sleep in pajamas. I clean them for a reason. Those are her clothes. She wears them to daycare.
I understand, but he's a boy.
I don't care if he's going to put her down every night because I'm at work. You know what I mean?
I know.
If I'm working full time,
okay,
then you got to pick up the slack and do what I tell you to do.
I feel like Jackie and Jimmy is a whole podcast in itself.
Well, I'm sure Aaron and Rachel aren't falling far behind.
No, we're not. We'll save that for another day.
Aaron G. That should be his rap name.
Aaron G? Yeah. Like Kevin G from Mean Girls?
Oh, my God, yes!
And the girls be like, Kevin G!
I love that movie.
On that note, thanks Gravy's for never listening seen that. To us today. Gravy's never seen it?
No, and he acted like I was stupid to
Do
think
you know
that
how much
he should have seen
Mean
Girls.
Hasn't seen? You would vomit.
Really?
He has not seen anything unless it came out in 1984 or older.
Oh, Grandpa.
Yeah.
He's pushing 40.
It's annoyed. It's annoying. But on that note, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks.
And make sure you go check out Urban Obsession, Fountain Street, downtown Grand Rapids. They got a great deal going on right now for a full set of eyelashes.
Yes, eyelash extensions are normally $225. Ladies, they're doing it for $105.30.
So check out Urban Obsession, downtown GR. I'm very excited. I'll get my hair did by Stephanie in a couple
weeks. Oh, she's
great.
She's great.
I cannot wait. I'm super excited.
You're
going
to look polished.
Make sure you look for us on iTunes, Gray and Green Show, Gray Green Show on Twitter, The Gray and Green Show on Facebook, Gray and Green Podcast at gmail.com. If you have any ideas for the show, thank you to Julia, who sent us an email. Also to Jim. He loves to send us emails every week. We always appreciate everything you guys have to say. And we're out of here.
Bye. Bye.